You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, happy weekend tomorrow. Today's Saturday. Well, you could be tuning in to, it could be tomorrow, Sunday already, but it's St. Patrick's Day.
Aye.
Do you drink green beer?
If it's put in front of me, yes, I do.
You don't go out hunting for it.
I don't go out and hunt for it, but I do drink it if it's provided.
David, do you drink green beer?
I do not drink green beer, but I do drink Irish whiskey.
There you go.
So that makes you a leprechaun?
If I drink enough of it, it sure does.
It makes him happy.
So, did you guys see that they have the clover? They painted the clover down on Murphy and whatever that, Willis. You know,
I wonder how long that's been going on.
I don't know. That's a great question. How long that little clover's been
painted? Because I think it's been going on since
David, you must know that.
I'm thinking, I seem to remember it starting after I graduated from high school.
Okay, so what year was that?
Because somewhere around 86.
Oh, you're a baby.
Yeah. No, but
I wonder, that's a good point.
And I wonder how it got started.
Yeah, leprechauns.
Well, it was all about that pub crawl. Murphy's wanted to start
there. That's right.
They organized it in the beginning.
That's
it was all
right.
Them.
Huh.
So I think it was all about the
and
pub crawl.
And they still do the pub crawl.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I wouldn't doubt that Murphy's had something to do with it.
Do you think that they still paint the Chicago River something green?
Oh, they dump. Yeah, they dump the food coloring in there. You betcha.
I have seen that in recent years.
Yep.
I wonder how long it takes for that food coloring to dissipate.
I don't know, but it's kind of neat to watch them put it in because they put it in and it's real vibrant when they put it in, but they run around with a motorboat and it kind of disperses it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a leprechaun. I don't drink green beer or Irish whiskey. I'm just a dull, boring...
Just a redheaded Irish girl.
So do you take the shillelagh and beat the snakes?
That's right.
There you go.
Okay, back to David Siegler, Executive Director, United Way of Yavapai County. So you mentioned earlier in this segment you have 3 paid employees?
Yes.
You said two and a half.
Addition, 2.5.
Yeah, I have 2 full-time and 1 part-time.
Okay.
Plus myself.
So
we are a small group.
You know what, David? I'm a very small group as well. I have me.
And Sandy, you are everywhere.
So you must thrive and depend on volunteers.
Absolutely. In everything that we do. My board is in charge. They're volunteers. We've got 11 right now. I think we're getting one more here shortly. Our fund distribution is all about volunteers. And our campaign is becoming all about volunteers. Certainly we have volunteer donors. Mm-hmm. But last year I started a brand new thing where we created the campaign cabinet volunteers. And this was a high-level volunteer, community leaders. And it was actually all mayors and the chairman of the board of supervisors.
I remember that. Hmm. Yes, it was very cool.
Yeah, and we just wanted them to help us open doors and talk about the great things that we are doing. I mean, if you take a look at all of the different things that we're doing all across the county, in the Verde Valley, which is my favorite place to recreate, I'm on my way there tomorrow, we've given away $498,000 in the last 3 years. We've invested it in the nonprofits in the Verde Valley.
Wow.
And yet in the Verde Valley, we have not raised more than, I'd say, about $6,000 in that same period of time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a challenge. But it's our challenge. It's not because residents of the Verde Valley aren't charitable.
Right.
It's because they haven't been asked by us. And let's face it, when somebody comes in from outside of your community, I mean, if somebody comes up from Phoenix or Los Angeles and says, well, the way I think it should be done, he's talking to an empty room because everybody just left. And Prescott is that for Cottonwood sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I really have to show a presence and be present and make sure that they know that we know what we're doing here. The reason we know what we're doing here is because I'm not the one making the decisions on where our money goes. It's Camp Verde volunteers, Cottonwood volunteers, Sedona volunteers. So they get to look in their own communities and to determine what's going to be the most important thing. And right now, I have not started my campaign cabinet for this year. In fact, I am really excited about the idea of maybe getting a couple of contractors from this radio show that contact me and want to find out what that involves. It's a great way to really make an impact on your community, whether you're a grant volunteer, a campaign cabinet volunteer, or you're just going to help work your company's the campaign. Those are critical roles that if we don't have volunteers filling those roles, those activities just don't get done.
How many volunteers total do you think you have to move your program forward?
We have, about 50 off the bat.
That's a lot. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
And what happens is right about middle of next month, we're going to start recruiting the grant cycle volunteers. Now, when I
what
came
does
out,
that mean? What's a grant cycle volunteer?
Those are the folks who go out and they'll read the grant request from nonprofits, and they'll go out and visit that nonprofit, look at their programs, meet their staff, meet their clients sometimes, and find out what they're really accomplishing.
Awesome.
And then they come back and they talk amongst their small group and determine exactly how much money is going to go to who.
So it's not like a let's go back and talk about community development block grant for the city of Prescott, where the volunteers come before this committee and make their presentations. Your grant volunteers go out respectively to each individual nonprofit.
Definitely. It's a lot more difficult to really get an understanding
without
of what somebody's doing.
Right.
In that social service realm. I mean, what do they do at a woman's shelter?
Right.
They're not going to come in to the city and parade somebody on camera about how much they needed help. No.
You
that's
need
that's
to go
the privacy.
See. You're seeing and looking and touching the real people.
Absolutely.
So, okay, so when your grant volunteers go out, is it just one per nonprofit, or do you have a collective group that goes for the visit?
It's a collective group.
Okay.
We try to get them in groups of anywhere from 3 to 10. And we want them to go out to multiple nonprofits doing the same thing in that same region so that they can really make some judgments. Because sometimes it's not, you know, do we fund this food pantry or this food pantry? Sometimes it's do we fund this food pantry or this jobs program?
Right.
And which is going to have the greatest impact. And for us, results matter. That's almost all that matters is, are you changing lives?
Mm-hmm. Now, several years ago, this was way before David, I want to say 5 years ago, United Way, we applied and they gave us a $25,000 grant for our workforce, for our boot camp. And we did 2 boot camps, and we successfully, to this day, 13 people are working in the workforce from our boot camp.
That's amazing. I mean, think about that. I don't know how many of your listeners have ever been unintentionally unemployed. I have. It's horrible. Or even worse, underemployed, just doing anything to make a few dollars so you can keep the house or whatever, and to be able to change your field, to learn that skill, that's going to launch you into a whole new life.
And it did. It launched a couple.
13 people.
Yes, and a couple of them, in fact, I would say all 13 of them started out on the bottom rung. And they have worked their way up, and a couple of them are in management and managerial positions with local industry folks.
And it's that working your way up that's important. We don't want to give handouts to people. They'll just come back. We want to teach them how to help themselves.
Yeah.
And that's why the jobs programs are so important. And my son is a tradesman. He's a mechanic. So I'm all about that.
Yes, you are. Good job.
I absolutely love the fact that you can turn some people around in a matter of months. And then they have to do it from there. And if they do, if they learn what it takes to work hard and to set goals and plans, it changes not just those 13 lives, but the people they come in contact with.
I know it did. So we have to take another break, David. And when we come back, we are going to continue our really powerful conversation this morning about United Way and what you do, my friend.
Thanks.
So don't move. David, Mike, and me, the engineer, and our cinnamon sugared almonds. We'll be back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We're back on air. You're tuned in to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. You know, Mike and David, the amount of phone calls still rolling in from homeowners that need help. And if some of them had just called first and not after the fact when they're in trouble and you can't get them,
yep.
And they've spent $12,000 and $20,000, and homeowners, people, tell everybody to just call first.
Yep.
Please don't sign a contract. Let's make sure everything is good and upfront, because after the fact is sometimes difficult to get out of.
Yeah, very good point, because if you have any questions at all, you need to get those resolved prior to.
Oh, I know. It's exciting. It's tough. And I'm so happy I'm in this industry, David. And I know you're so thrilled that you do what you do.
Absolutely. I was reading the tagline on your email, and I thought it was so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
It was about I love what I do.
Yes.
It matters. And isn't that fun?
Yeah,
it is so much fun.
It is so. So do you like to bounce out of bed like I do in the morning and go to work?
No, ma'am. I'm a disabled vet. I crawl out of bed. I have 3 cups of coffee before I even think about it.
So,
but I'm joyful in that.
Okay. So you love crawling out of bed, having 3 cups of coffee, and going to seize the day.
Exactly. You know what? I've put together, my board has put together a really good team. I've got people that have been around town. Beth Mull is my director of program services. Her sister and I went to school together. She and I went to school. She was a couple of years younger. My grant writer, you might know him. His name is Gary. But we've got just a really passionate team. And then my board, with all of the passion oozing out, I mean, my brand new board president, and then some board members who have been on the board for 5 or 6 years who see the revitalization going on.
That's awesome.
It's just amazing when all of a sudden you're doing the right thing the right way and it's starting to work. Everybody asked, what was the first thing I did when I got the job? And the first thing I did is I looked at where we were giving our money and how we were serving our nonprofits. Because if we're not doing that really well, then everything else doesn't matter. So we made sure we would, and truthfully, while the United Way had broken down a few times over the past few years, it wasn't in giving. They were straight on and narrow, giving a lot of money to a lot of good nonprofits doing important work. But we did have to tweak that a little bit, changing our classes and making that a little bit more targeted on some of the pressing needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was all about, well, gosh, we need to raise money. In the last few years, we really haven't been doing that. So I started off with my campaign cabinet members. What doors can you open? And of course, they opened all the cities and towns and the county. And I mean, Yavapai County alone has, what, 1,800 employees? If every employee gave, no, pardon me, if 60% of the employees gave 1 hour's pay on average, it's $450,000.
Wow.
That can come
That's
from
a
that
nice
one group.
Chunk, isn't it?
It'll make a huge impact. Now, they have to start and move up, so the first year may only be $20,000. And I say that as if that's a small amount. It's not. $20,000 will change a program. It'll extend a program. It'll feed more people.
So do you have programs that help and support veterans assistance?
Yes.
And what are some of those?
Let me just tell you about the best one. It's not the best one, maybe, but one that I like very much. As I mentioned, I'm a disabled vet, service connected, which means part of my college was paid for by the Army, which was nice. Except what happens is, as every veteran knows, the money comes in late. So you have veterans who are coming back to town and they want to go to school at Yavapai or even Embry-Riddle, but they can't buy books. They can't get their housing or childcare set before classes. And you can't start classes without books. You got to pay the bills before you start. So we provide a bridge grant to 4 veterans right now, 2 at Yavapai and 2 at Embry-Riddle. They're $1,250 each. But the idea is that gets them started. Let's them come back home and get right into
school.
And
then with the bridge grant, they reimburse you?
No.
So what does a bridge grant mean?
Well, it just covers a gap
that's
not fully there.
Okay.
Now, it is officially tailored for child care and housing, which the VA is not usually paying for.
Huh.
But we also give it to them right before school starts because we know full well they may be buying books so they can get to that first class.
So they don't have to show you any proof that they purchased books?
No more proof than having the books and going to class.
Okay.
We work in partnership
Perfect.
With both schools. So the schools are monitoring to make sure everything is right.
Okay. So what do you like the very best, the one single thing about your job? In five words or less.
Community building. Two words, community building.
Okay, perfect.
Very good.
Bringing people together.
David, way to go.
You know, if we can get four or five new people at that campaign cabinet level, we're going to raise an extra $500,000 in this community.
What a hero you are.
All of that, when we bring everybody together, it makes such a big difference. And let's talk on Hammer Talk, we're talking about people who are doers. I don't want a bunch of board members and campaign cabinet members who don't do.
Active
contractors never stop doing.
I think my board can talk about that, too. It's like, I want you to do. We stay after them, don't we, David?
Yes, we do.
Before our show ends, I want to get out on air about the Save the Date flappers and castanetters. What is this word?
Flappers and gangsters.
Oh, it's a G. Okay.
Gangsters. Like we're having a 1920s
okay, what is this?
Themed community builders reception. It is basically our campaign kickoff time, but we have our agencies, we have our the companies that we work with, and a few companies that are thinking about working with us, and they all come together for your typical charity dinner, except nothing typical about ours. We show up as gangsters and flappers.
And it's July 12th, Friday, from 6 to 9.
It is, and I'm so excited about our venue for this year. You may not know it called the Federal.
Right.
But it is the old post office right there on Goodwin and Cortez Street that has a meeting room in it that is not 1920s theme.
Nice.
It was 1920s made.
Yeah.
It is so beautiful.
It's a great room. So good for you. So this is Friday, July 12th, 6 to 9 p.m. Save the Date, Flappers and Gangsters. Is there a cost for people to attend this?
Absolutely,
there is. Because it doesn't say it on the little card.
Well, we're still figuring out the details there.
You've
got to get your music and your food figured out before you know the expense.
Sure.
But it's usually about $45 to $60
per
person. You can buy a table of 10.
Mark your calendars, folks. Friday, July 12th, 6 to 9. You can come as a flapper or you can come as a gangsta.
And not only is it a great time and hopefully we're going to have some memorable food. I'm talking to a friend of mine in the food business. But it's also a meaningful time where we really focus on what we're going to accomplish and what we did accomplish.
Okay, so David, share your phone number. So should anybody want to be a volunteer, come and help. They might be a hero. They might want you to come and visit their business. This show is yours.
Well, thank you very much. My phone number at the office is 928-778-6605. Of course, I'm on the web at www.yavapaiuw.org. And you know what? My cell phone has been on since I owned a restaurant 24/7. Give me a call. Direct on my cell phone at 928-899-8878. Let's get something done. Let's work together and change our world for the better.
You know what? My cell phone is on 24/7, too. That's what we do, right?
Can you imagine missing that call?
I know.
Whatever that call is.
I know, because it might be somebody that we weren't able to help.
Right. Well, see, and that's the other thing is we get calls from clients that are looking for help.
That's true.
And you get somebody calling on a Friday night or Friday afternoon, they usually can't wait till Monday.
I get them too, my friend. Yeah. We have to take a break, and David, Mike, and me and our half-eaten bag of sugar almonds will be back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
David, I want to say what a pleasure and honor it was to have you on Hammer Time with Mike
Indeed.
And me.
Indeed.
Thank you so very much for having me.
You're a hero, my friend, for what you do and what you believe in.
I appreciate that. We all are. That's what the United Way is. Come together. Stop all these words that divide us. Let's talk about what can bring us together.
Nope.
Give us a singular focus to help
You're
us.
Right. So, listeners, if you need YCCA, 778-0040. Until next weekend, I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
I'm Dave.
And we say United Way is the way.
Where there's a will, there's a way. The United Way.
You got it. United Way. Where there's a will, there's a way. David, share your office phone number one more time.
How about 928-778-6605?
Listeners, connect with United Way. Be the hero and show up united. Until next weekend, smile, love one another, use your turn signal, wear your seatbelt, don't speed, and above all, be happy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hammer Time.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down!
Airtime for this program is paid for by the Yavapai County Contractors Association, and they are solely responsible for its content.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, happy weekend tomorrow. Today's Saturday. Well, you could be tuning in to, it could be tomorrow, Sunday already, but it's St. Patrick's Day.
Aye.
Aye. Do you drink green beer?
If it's put in front of me, yes, I do.
You don't go out hunting for it.
I don't go out and hunt for it, but I do drink it if it's provided.
David, do you drink green beer?
I do not drink green beer, but I do drink Irish whiskey.
There you go.
So that makes you a leprechaun?
If I drink enough of it, it sure does.
It makes him happy.
So, did you guys see that they have the clover? They painted the clover
yes.
down on Murphy and whatever that, Willis. You know,
I wonder how long that's been going on.
I don't know. That's a great question. How long the little clover's
been
painted?
Because I think it's been going on since
David, you must know that.
I'm thinking I seem to remember it starting after I graduated from high school.
Okay, so what year was that?
Because somewhere around 86.
Oh, you're a baby.
Yeah. No, but
I wonder. That's a good point.
And I wonder how it got started.
Yeah, leprechauns.
It was all about that pub crawl. Murphy's wanted to start
there. That's right.
They organized it in the beginning.
That's
it was all
right.
Them.
Huh.
So I think it was all about the pub crawl.
And they still do the pub crawl.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I wouldn't doubt that Murphy's had something to do with it. That's, I mean,
do you
that's
think
great.
That they still paint the, what is it, the Chicago River something
oh,
green?
Oh, they dump, yeah, they
food
dump
coloring?
The food coloring in there. You betcha.
I have seen that in recent years.
Yep.
I wonder how long it takes for that food coloring to dissipate.
I don't know, but it's kind of neat to watch them put it in because, they put it in and it's real vibrant when they put it in, but they run around with a motorboat and it kind of disperses it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a leprechaun. I don't drink green beer or Irish whiskey. I'm just a dull, boring...
Just a redheaded Irish girl.
So you take the shillelagh and beat the snakes?
That's right.
There you go.
Okay, back to David Sigler, Executive Director, United Way of Yavapai County. So you mentioned earlier in this segment you have 3 paid employees?
Yes.
You said two and a half.
2.5.
Yeah, I have 2 full-time and 1 part-time.
Okay.
Plus myself.
So
we are a small group.
You know what, David? I'm a very small group as well. I have me.
And Sandy, you are everywhere.
So you must thrive and depend on volunteers.
Absolutely. In everything that we do. My board that is in charge, they're volunteers. We've got 11 right now. I think we're getting one more here shortly. Our fund distribution is all about volunteers. And our campaign is becoming all about volunteers. Certainly we have volunteer donors.
Mm-hmm.
But last year I started a brand new thing where we created the campaign cabinet volunteers. And this was a high-level volunteer, community leaders. And it was actually all mayors and the chairman of the Board of Supervisors.
I remember that. Yes, it was very cool.
Yeah, and we just wanted them to help us open doors and talk about the great things that we are doing. I mean, if you take a look at all of the different things that we're doing all across the county, in the Verde Valley, which is my favorite place to recreate, I'm on my way there tomorrow, we've given away $498,000 in the last 3 years. We've invested it in the nonprofits in the Verde Valley.
Wow.
And yet in the Verde Valley, we have not raised more than, I'd say, about $6,000 in that same period of time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a challenge. But it's our challenge. It's not because residents of the Verde Valley aren't charitable.
Right.
It's because they haven't been asked by us. And let's face it, when somebody comes in from outside of your community, I mean, if somebody comes up from Phoenix or Los Angeles and says, well, the way I think it should be done, he's talking to an empty room because everybody just left. And Prescott is that for Cottonwood sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I really have to show a presence and be present and make sure that they know that we know what we're doing here. The reason we know what we're doing here is because I'm not the one making the decisions on where our money goes. It's Camp Verde volunteers, Cottonwood volunteers, Sedona volunteers. So they get to look in their own communities and to determine what's going to be the most important thing. And right now, I have not started my campaign cabinet for this year. In fact, I am really excited about the idea of maybe getting a couple of contractors from this radio show that contact me and want to find out what that involves. It's a great way to really make an impact on your community, whether you're a grant volunteer, a campaign cabinet volunteer, or you're just going to help work your company's campaign. Those are critical roles that if we don't have volunteers filling those roles, those activities just don't get done.
How many volunteers total do you think you have to move your program forward?
We have, I guess, about 50.
Well,
off
that's
the bat.
A lot. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
And what happens is right about middle of next month, we're going to start recruiting the grant cycle volunteers. Now, what does that mean?
What's a grant cycle volunteer?
Those are the folks who go out and they'll read the grant request from nonprofits, and they'll go out and visit that nonprofit, look at their programs, meet their staff, meet their clients sometimes, and find out what they're really accomplishing.
Awesome.
And then they come back and they talk amongst their small group and determine exactly how much money is going to go to who.
So it's not like let's go back and talk about community development block grant for the city of Prescott, where the volunteers come before this committee and make their presentations. Your grant volunteers go out respectively to each individual nonprofit.
Definitely. It's a lot more difficult to really get an understanding of what somebody's doing.
Right.
In that social service realm. I mean, what do they do at a woman's shelter?
Right.
They're not going to come in to the city and parade somebody on camera about how much they needed help. No.
You need to go see. You're seeing and looking and touching the real people.
Absolutely.
So when your grant volunteers go out, is it just one per nonprofit, or do you have a collective group that goes for the visit?
It's a collective group.
Okay.
We try to get them in groups of anywhere from 3 to 10. And we want them to go out to multiple nonprofits doing the same thing in that same region so that they can really make some judgments. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's not, do we fund this food pantry or this food pantry? Sometimes it's, do we fund this food pantry or this jobs program?
Right.
And which is going to have the greatest impact. And for us, results matter. That's almost all that matters is, are you changing lives?
Mm-hmm. Now, several years ago, this was way before David, I want to say 5 years ago, United Way, we applied and they gave us a $25,000 grant for our workforce, for our boot camp. And we did 2 boot camps, and we successfully, to this day, 13 people are working in the workforce from our boot camp.
That's amazing. I mean, think about that. I don't know how many of your listeners have ever been unintentionally unemployed. I have. It's horrible. Or even worse, underemployed, just doing anything to make a few dollars so you can keep the house or whatever. And to be able to change your field, to learn that skill, that's going to launch you into a whole new life.
And it did. It launched
13
a couple,
people.
Yes. And a couple of them, in fact, I would say all 13 of them started out on the bottom rung. And they have worked their way up. And a couple of them are in management and managerial positions with local industry folks.
And it's that working your way up that's important. We don't want to give handouts to people. They'll
right.
just come back. We want to teach them how to help themselves.
Yeah.
And that's why the jobs programs are so important. And my son is a tradesman. He's a mechanic. So I'm all about that.
Yes, you are. Good job.
I absolutely love the fact that you can turn some people around in a matter of months. And then they have to do it from there. And
yep.
if they do, if they learn what it takes to work hard and to set goals and
yep.
plans, it changes not just those 13 lives, but the people they come in contact with.
I know it did. So we have to take another break, David. And when we come back, we are going to continue our really powerful conversation this morning about United Way and what you do, my friend.
Thanks.
So don't move. David, Mike, and me, the engineer, and our cinnamon sugared almonds. We'll be back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We're back on air. You're tuned in to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. You know, Mike and David, the amount of phone calls still rolling in from homeowners that need help. And if some of them had just called first and not after the fact when they're in trouble and you can't get them,
yep.
and they've spent $12,000 and $20,000 and homeowners, people, tell everybody to just call first.
Yep.
Please don't sign a contract. Let's make sure everything is good and up front, because after the fact is sometimes difficult to get out of.
Yeah, very good point, because if you have any questions at all, you need to get those resolved prior
to. Oh, I know. It's exciting. It's tough. And I'm so happy I'm in this industry, David. And I know you're so thrilled that you do what you do.
Absolutely. I was reading the tagline on your email, and I thought it was so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
It was about I love what I do.
Yes.
It matters. And isn't that fun?
Yeah,
it is so much fun.
It is so. So do you like to bounce out of bed like I do in the morning and go to work?
No, ma'am. I'm a disabled vet. I crawl out of bed. I have 3 cups of coffee before I even think
okay,
about it.
So,
but I'm joyful in that.
Okay. So you love crawling out of bed, having 3 cups of coffee, and going to seize the day.
Exactly. You know what? I've put together, my board has put together a really good team. I've got people that have been around town. Beth Mull is my director of program services. Her sister and I went to school together. She and I went to school. She was a couple of years younger. My grant writer, you might know him. His name is Gary. We've got just a really passionate team. And then my board, with all of the passion oozing out, I mean, my brand new board president and then some board members who have been on the board for 5 or 6 years who see the revitalization going
on.
That's awesome. It's just amazing when all of a sudden you're doing the right thing the right way and it's starting to work. Everybody asked what was the first thing I did when I got the job. And the first thing I did is I looked at where we were giving our money and how we were serving our nonprofits. Because if we're not doing that really well, then everything else doesn't matter. So we made sure we would, and quite truthfully, while the United Way had broken down a few times over the past few years, it wasn't in giving. They were straight on and narrow, giving a lot of money to a lot of good nonprofits doing important work. But we did have to tweak that a little bit, changing our classes and making that a little bit more targeted on some of the pressing needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was all about, well, gosh, we need to raise money. In the last few years, we really haven't been doing that. So I started off with my campaign cabinet members. what doors can you open? And of course, they opened all the cities and towns and the county. And I mean, Yavapai County alone has, what, 1,800 employees? If every employee gave, no, pardon me, if 60% of the employees gave 1 hour's pay on average, it's $450,000.
Wow.
That can come
That's
from
that
one
chunk,
group.
Isn't it?
It'll make a huge impact. Now, they have to start and move up, so the first year may only be $20,000. And I say that as if that's a small amount. It's not. $20,000 will change a program. It'll extend a program. It'll feed more people.
So do you have programs that help and support veterans assistance?
Yes.
And what are some of those?
Let me just tell you about the best one. It's not the best one, maybe, but one that I like very much. As I mentioned, I'm a disabled vet, service connected, which means part of my college was paid for by the Army, which was nice. Except what happens is, as every veteran knows, the money comes in late. So you have veterans who are coming back to town, and they want to go to school at Yavapai or even Embry-Riddle, but they can't buy books. They can't get their housing or child care set before classes. And you can't start classes without books. You got to pay the bills before you start. So we provide a bridge grant to four veterans right now, two at Yavapai and two at Embry-Riddle. They're $1,250 each. But the idea is that gets them started. Let's them come back home and get right into
and then,
school.
So with the bridge grant, they reimburse you?
No.
So what does a bridge grant mean?
Well, it just covers a gap that's not fully there.
Okay.
Now, it is officially tailored for child care and housing, which the VA is not usually paying for.
Huh.
But we also give it to them right before school starts because we know full well they may be buying books so they can get to that first class.
So they don't have to show you any proof that they purchased books?
No more proof than having the books and going to class.
Okay.
We work in partnership
Perfect.
With both schools. So the schools are monitoring to make sure everything is right.
Okay. So what do you like the very best, the one single thing about your job? In five words or less.
Community building. Two words, community building.
Okay, perfect.
Very good.
Bringing people together.
David, way to go.
Yeah, if we can get four or five new people at that campaign cabinet level, we're going to raise an extra $500,000 in this community.
What a hero you are.
All of that, when we bring everybody together, it makes such a big difference. And let's talk on Hammer Talk, we're talking about people who are doers. I don't want a bunch of board members and campaign cabinet members who don't do. Contractors never stop doing.
I think my board can talk about that, too. It's like, I want you to do. Okay. We stay after them, don't we, David?
Yes, we do.
Before our show ends, I want to get out on air about the Save the Date flappers and castanetters. What is this word?
Flappers and gangsters.
Oh, it's a G. Okay.
Gangsters. Like we have a 1920s
okay, what is this?
Themed community builders reception. It is basically our campaign kickoff time, but we have our agencies, we have our the companies that we work with, and a few companies that are thinking about working with us, and they all come together for your typical charity dinner, except nothing typical about ours. We show up as gangsters and flappers.
And it's July 12th, Friday, from 6 to 9.
It is, and I'm so excited about our venue for this year. You may not know it called the Federal,
right?
But it is the old post office right there on Goodwin and Cortez Street. That has a meeting room in it that is not 1920s theme.
Nice.
It was 1920s made.
Yeah.
It is so beautiful.
It's a great room. So good for you. So this is Friday, July 12th, 6 to 9 p.m. Save the date, Flappers and Gangsters. Is there a cost for people to attend this?
Absolutely, there is.
Because it doesn't say it on the little card.
Well, we're still figuring out the details there.
Oh, okay.
You got to get your music and your food figured out before you know the expense.
Sure.
But it's usually about $45 to $60 per person. You can buy a table of 10.
Mark your calendars, folks. Friday, July 12th, 6 to 9. You can come as a flapper or you can come as a gangster.
And not only is it a great time, and hopefully we're going to have some memorable food. I'm talking to a friend of mine in the food business. But it's also a meaningful time where we really focus on what we're going to accomplish and what we did accomplish.
Okay, so David, share your phone number. So should anybody want to be a volunteer, come and help. They one might be a hero. They might want you to come and visit their business. This show is yours.
Well, thank you very much. My phone number at the office is 928-778-6605. Of course, I'm on the web at www.yavapaiuw.org. And you know what? My cell phone has been on since I owned a restaurant 24/7. Give me a call. Direct on my cell phone at 928-899-8878. Let's get something done. Let's work together and change our world for the better.
You know what? My cell phone is on 24/7, too. That's what we do, right?
Can you imagine missing that call?
I know.
Whatever that call is.
I know, yeah. Because it might be somebody that we weren't able to help.
Right. Well, see, and that's the other thing is we get calls from clients that are looking for
that's
help.
That's true.
And you get somebody calling on a Friday night or Friday afternoon, they usually can't wait
too.
Till Monday.
I get them too, my friend. Yeah. We have to take a break, and David, Mike, and me and our half-eaten bag of sugar almonds will be back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
David, I want to say what a pleasure and honor it was to have you on Hammer Time with Mike
Indeed.
And me.
Indeed.
Thank you so very much for having me.
You're a hero, my friend, for what you do and what you believe in.
I appreciate that. We all are. That's what the United Way is. Come together. Stop all these words that divide us. Let's talk about what can bring us together.
Nope.
Give us a singular focus to help
You're
us.
You're right. So, listeners, if you need YCCA, 778-0040. Until next weekend, I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
I'm Dave.
And we say United Way is the way.
Where there's a will, there's a way. The United Way.
You got it. United Way. Where there's a will, there's a way. David, share your office phone number one more time.
How about 928-778-6605?
Listeners, connect with United Way. Be the hero and show up united. Until next weekend, smile, love one another, use your turn signal, wear your seatbelt, don't speed, and above all, be happy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hammer Time.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down!
Airtime for this program is paid for by the Yavapai County Contractors Association, and they are solely responsible for its content.